ever felt stuck, wondering why you're not living the life you envisaged? Well, I've got something exciting for you, a free quiz to identify what's holding you back in life. With this quiz, you'll identify your roadblocks and get personalized tips to move forward. Are you ready? Take the quiz, head over to theleaptolead.com/quiz. Now let's dive into the episode. Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. My name is Emily Rogers and I am your host, a transition and leadership coach. I have a passion for empowering individuals and organizations to reach their full potential. I am known for my genuine passion in helping others, and I am committed to supporting you whether you're facing a career transition, seeking personal growth, or looking to enhance your leadership skills. I want to empower you to create meaningful and lasting change in your life and your career. Let's dive into today's episode. You're not fooling anyone. Three signs imposter syndrome is sneaking into your life. Consider for a moment the context busy mums are working from today. From the societal pressure of trying to do it all, to the changing circumstances of our life as we become the sandwich stuck between supporting aging parents and our young family. Is it any wonder that many of us struggle to feel valued, struggle to feel worthy? The struggle is real, pretty much every day, for many women. Doubting that we're good enough, doubting that we should even try, doubting that we're getting it right. Wondering why we constantly feel undervalued. Wondering why we constantly feel taken for granted. Flip-flopping between I'm okay to why do I even bother? Feeling inadequate in life is a reality for so many of us. Even if we might be doing okay in one aspect of life, we belittle ourselves when it's not in every aspect of life. How we view our life and what we are achieving affects our thoughts. It affects how we treat those we love. It affects how we treat ourselves. Often our journey takes us different twists and turns. As a result, our path looks different to the men in our lives. Let's face it, their path is often very linear. Because we take time out of our career to have children, because we often have to reinvent ourselves. We experience different paths, and then it comes to a stage where we notice our life plateaus. And we beat ourselves up because of this, only reigniting the spiral. What I'm describing here is imposter syndrome, and unfortunately, it is common, almost a normal phase of life for so many of us midlife women. We just don't talk about it. We ignore it, or even worse, we think we're doing something wrong and get angry at ourselves. Here's three signs imposter syndrome is sneaking into your life. Firstly, you find yourself feeling stuck. Maybe you've stagnated. Your return to work hasn't been all you thought it would be. Maybe that promotion just feels too overwhelming to think about. Maybe you're trying to have it all and feeling burnt out. Secondly, you might be feeling a strain on your relationships. With the new roles of midlife, from shifting responsibilities and that sandwich effect, with the pressure of you feel trying to do it all puts extra pressure on the connections you do have. And thirdly, maybe you're feeling unhappy with your physical self. Maybe you've overindulged lately and your jeans are a little tighter. You chose Netflix over heading out for a walk. Maybe you're struggling to find a routine that accommodates exercise. Maybe you just don't like the way you're aging and what that says about you. If any of these three signs resonate for you, then you're not fooling anyone, least of all yourself. Start now by recognizing imposter syndrome for what it is. A mental state that you can change. Life doesn't have to be this way. You can acknowledge how you're feeling and start to reframe the stories you're telling yourself. Try this. Instead of, I'll exercise next week when I've got more time, tell yourself, I'm going out right now for 10 minutes. That's all I need to start. Importantly, talk about how you're feeling with your friends and family. You are not alone, and sharing where you're at, your friends and family can support you. Imposter syndrome is very common and a normal phase of life, especially for women. Know that it's okay. It's just part of your journey. But start today to shift the stories you're telling yourself. You've got this.